Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, March 5th, 2015, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so he can say his greetings and we can get this show underway. What you need to know to excel in relationships. Come on in, Alfred.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. I know this is a great day for the Grown Zone Nation, and we're about to make it a little better. I want to get into just a couple of housekeeping things. One, we want to remind you, one of our favorite Grown Zoners, Carlise Burke's new show on NBC, Crowded,
yes.
Debuts March 20th, so, you know, set your DVRs,
yes.
Do what you got to do. She's an extremely talented, wonderful person, and been a fan of the Grown Zone, active member pretty much from the beginning. So we definitely want to show her some love because she's great.
It's not just
because she's in the Grown Zone. She really is great, and it's going to be a great show. So Crowded, NBC, March 20th.
Yeah.
Second thing, look for the latest issue of Black Enterprise, where you'll see an article by myself and Grown Zone co-founder Zara Green, How to Protect Your Finances When Love is New. It's in the special Women of Power issue of Black Enterprise. Just came out. So you want to look in the money section, and you'll see that article. And it's really taking wisdom from our Grown Love and Money series that we've done as both webinars and seminars at live events. So you definitely want to check that out. Finally, but certainly not least, look for Zara Green. Later this month, we'll be sharing more details through the Grown Zone Nation in terms of specific dates. But Zara Green will be on Women of Power Television. This is a TV show focused on high-achieving women in business and the professions across every industry. And they've done a feature segment on Zara Green of the Grown Zone. So look out for that. It's a nationally syndicated show, and we'll share more information as the date gets closer.
Yes. All right. Well, our housekeeping is done, and we've got a show that is what I'd consider one of the most important shows we've ever done.
Absolutely.
And with all of you who have been with us for a while and you've really gotten some value from the other shows, then your ears are really perched right now. You're like, okay, what could be more important? But here is some real foundational stuff that so many people miss. This show, What You Need to Know to Excel in Relationships, it's for those who are tired of settling for dissatisfaction, disappointment, and drama in relationships. In this show, we'll reveal exactly what you need to know and what you need to accept in order to achieve excellence in your relationships. So stay tuned. Indeed, we're going to hit three of them, and I'm just going to hit them right up front. So you know, the first is you don't know how to love. It's not natural. It's natural to love. It's not natural to know how. The second is you've been conditioned to accept mediocrity in relationships, and we'll prove it.
Yep.
And the last is that excellence requires continuous, intentional learning on your personal growth and being as intentional on it as you are your professional life. So we're not going to waste any time here. We're going to dive right in on the first. So, sweetheart, I'm gonna kind of turn this to you. So you don't know how to love. Who are we to tell folk who feel love all the time, knew what love was from the time they were spat out and somebody kissed them on their forehead and coddled them? They knew what it felt like. Who are we to tell them that they don't know how to love. And if you don't know how to love, then you've misconstrued what love is.
Well, I'm going to start out by saying what I often say, what we share in the Grown Zone all the time. Thinking that because you fall in love, that you know how to love, is like falling into the sea and thinking you know how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are born with the capacity to love, and we are born with the need to be loved. But that is not the same as being born with the knowledge and the ability to love and to love effectively.
Ooh, can we slow down?
Absolutely, babe.
Let's slow down, y'all. Because admitting what you don't know is the first step.
Absolutely.
Admitting that you have a need and that because you're not stupid, you have the capacity. You have the need and you have the capacity. We all do.
Yes.
That we have, okay? So the fact that you have the need, you have the capacity, you know what it is, you naturally want it, that is not the same as having the knowledge to go along with that need to effectively love. That is not the same. Having the capacity is not the same as having the ability. The ability means that you have the know-how. You know how to take that need and have the information to make that work for you. You have some standards and some boundaries and some qualifiers for what that looks like. Come on.
And baby, more importantly, you cannot choose excellence over mediocrity if you don't accept that. If that's the first step. And I'm going to talk a little bit. Many of you who are on our mailing list, and if you're not, you need to get on it.
You sure do.
I might have seen the story I shared about my own experience, which was really waking up one day, sleeping on the floor of my bedroom in my house, and admitting to myself I had no idea how to love.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how to love. And if you don't accept that you don't know, then you will not choose better.
Right.
Excellence does not choose you until you choose it.
Come on. Hear it.
Excellence and love will not choose you until you choose it. But it starts with admitting, I don't know how to love. That's the first step. It's the first thing you must know, the first thing you must accept and believe in order to excel in your relationships.
Whew, you don't know how to love. How many of you have been, and I know it's everybody I'm talking to, have been in and out of relationships?
Yes.
Or you've been in one really miserable one where you say, and somebody said this to me this week, that my ex-husband and I loved each other dearly, but we did not respect each other. Well, I had to take a few steps back on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the reality. If the respect level is not there, if the honor, the esteem, and the respect is there, then you've connected at an emotional space. That means you've allowed somebody and you have connected with somebody in those four areas that we tell you to withhold until you really know somebody and you know that they will know how to love you. And that is, you've connected emotionally with your, and you've used your money, your home, your
body
or your heart. And so you've opened up one of those four areas and you're emotionally tied, but that does not make it love.
Exactly. Love is a powerful emotional bond, but not every powerful emotional bond is love.
I know some of y'all like, wait, ain't that the same thing? No.
No.
It's not.
No.
So the first step is admitting that you do not know how to love. Okay?
Yes.
Can we move on?
Yes, baby.
All right. The second step. You've been conditioned to accept mediocrity in relationships, and it's everywhere. It's
all the time,
around you.
Everywhere, including from people who you love and trust and who are
well-meaning and have been in relationships
and
for a long
time. And
think
they're telling you that this is for your own good. So let's start with messaging, the messaging that you hear all around you, both in real life, and, you know, from the people that you know, your friends, your parents,
mm-hmm.
Church, you know who you run with, even, and we're going to say, I'm going to say this delicately because I'm not trying to throw shade, even some other relationship experts.
Okay.
Will teach you to accept a certain amount of mediocrity.
Come on.
So here's what they tell you. Nobody's perfect. Every relationship has its struggles.
Hmm.
Oh, marriage and relationships is hard work.
Hmm.
It's a chore. Oh, you're gonna have to take some of the, you're gonna take the bitter with the sweet and the bad. Listen, the bitter with the sweet is not about taking it from your partner.
That's right.
That's just like
that's
the ups
life.
And downs of life that you're supposed to accept. Whether you're single, married, no matter what your relationship status is, you got to accept the bitter with the sweet. But this conditioning to accept mediocrity in relationships tells you that if he cheats on you, if she belittles you, if he violates you financially, if she violates you emotionally, but that's just...
That's all part of
love.
That's
all part of love.
Yeah,
love
yeah,
hurts.
That's what love
is difficult.
And listen, y'all. Listen. Ooh, hear me. We grow up with this. We come here with this need and capacity, right?
Yes.
We come here with this need and capacity. And so once we've emotionally gotten tied in with folk, without vetting, and knowing how to love means that you know how to vet.
Standards, boundaries,
If you don't know how to vet and you just end up in something, and now you're not just emotionally tied, but you've compounded your situation with children or mortgages or, you know, you've connected in other ways, and now you've also been told and been conditioned that that divorce or parting is somehow gonna not
quitting,
have you favorable
surrendering
in the sight of and or you're a quitter or you've got all of this different messaging when the reality is you didn't enter knowing how to love. So if you didn't enter knowing how to love, then how are you going to, in the middle of something, especially with somebody else who does not know how to love, even if you're learning how to love in the middle of it, but you've not come together and said, we need to renegotiate these terms and start this thing all over, how is that going to get any better? And for those of you who are single, you're in the absolute best space to be hearing this right now.
Absolutely.
You're in the absolute best space. And if you're single and the relationships did not work, here's the time for you to be able to shake that off and say, damn, it couldn't work. I did not know how to love.
So those messages are compounded by the examples. You grew up in a household where you never saw a healthy relationship.
Come on.
But you were told that was normal and appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You watch television shows where unhealthy relationships, whether they're on reality shows or scripted shows, and some of the most popular ones glamorize and spill tea and really create entertainment out of dysfunctionality of these relationships. And then they tell you that's what love is. So if you go back to the beginning, what Zara said, you come here with the need and the capacity. That means you come here instinctively asking the question, how do I get the love that I need?
And you're constantly getting messages
saying,
love more, you constantly getting those messages, so your heart is already positioned to yield to
exactly,
what you believe
to those answers.
Love is. But need and capacity, and I need you to hear me, need and capacity, I want you to hear me in your sleep. Need and capacity for love does not equal knowledge and ability to love. Need and capacity for love does not equal knowledge and capacity to love.
But if you come here with your heart and your mind and your spirit saying, what do I need to do to fulfill this need for love? And the answers you're getting are, you need to take a certain amount of abuse. You need to take a certain, some of us are taught by messaging example. Yeah, he's going to hit you sometimes.
Mm.
Some of you are taught by example. Yeah, you're going to have to surrender sexually when you're not really prepared to do that.
Mm.
Because that's what you got to do to get love. The answers you're going to get are going to be rooted in the mediocrity of the messages and the examples around you. And what's happening is they are programming your beliefs.
Come on.
And you will adopt and embrace mediocre beliefs. And if you adopt mediocre beliefs, you get mediocre results.
There we go.
In relationships and everything else. So we talk about it. Your beliefs are the seeds. The emotions that those beliefs produce are the plant. Hmm. And then the choices you make in life and relationships are the fruit. Bitter fruit came from bitter seeds.
Mm.
Mediocre fruit came from mediocre beliefs.
So if you have a mediocre relationship, if it's good sometimes, it's bad sometimes, or it's bad most times, because one of the things that we have in the demographics that we now ask about people and their relationships is if they are married and miserable. And most of the people who are married select that they are married and miserable. Well, that is because you had mediocre standards going in.
In fact, let's talk about the definition of mediocrity and its synonym, average. Mediocrity isn't horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Average is a C. So that's why you have a whole bunch of people. The easy ones are, I got an excellent relationship, Zara and I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Keep it rolling. Or, I got a horrible relationship. I'm a die if I don't get out of this. And then you go to the domestic shelter or you something drastic happens. The dangerous ones are the ones in the middle.
Hmm.
Where you just stay because it's not really good, but it ain't particularly bad. And days and months and years go by.
And you live this mediocre
life
relationship.
And mediocre, you know, situation, and you're holding each other hostage. And I tell people, these people are talking about the solution to reducing the divorce rate is to stay married. No, it's to not get married until you know you have a healthy relationship.
There
are many people who are not staying married out of love; they're staying married out of obligation. And here's the difference: when you stay married out of obligation, you say, "I'm committed to marriage."
Yeah.
When you stay married out of love, you're saying, I'm committed to you.
Yes, there's the difference.
There's a critical difference.
Critical.
Being committed to things is not as important as being committed to people. That's what a relationship is. It's not a commitment to a thing. It's not a commitment to an institution. It's not a commitment to an idea. Relationships are mutual commitments between people. So, again, the first thing, you have to know that you don't know how to love. The second thing is you have to recognize that you have been conditioned to accept mediocrity in relationships. And as long as you accept that mediocrity, you cannot embrace excellence.
And listen, we grow up. We grow up with the fairy tales. You know, we grow up wanting our guy to come in on that horse and sweep us up and, you know, the white picket fence and all that. You can have all of that. But you've got to have the knowledge and ability before you can have that. It really is that. It's that simple. Otherwise, there are those who, and I got to tell you, I don't know anybody who's been married 20, 30 years who's not been through some unloving stuff, through some miserable times. And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be that way, because unless and until you get the knowledge and the ability to unite the two of you, and that be part of who you are. That's how you roll. You unite against issues. You don't become each other's issues.
Right. Choosing excellence and love says we will face misery, but we will not become the source of one another's misery.
There we go.
But you've been taught in mediocrity that your partner, they're going to be the source of some of your misery, and you got to accept and embrace that. And we're saying to you, listen to this. Mediocre relationships just happen. You ain't got to do nothing to do that. They're just going to happen. But excellence in anything, including in relationships, is intentional. It's a choice. You have to decide that's what you want, not accept anything less, and then you got to take steps to make it happen.
Did you hear that? Decide. Next
choose.
Decision. Better.
Yes.
You have to decide. Unless and until you make that decision, your life will not change. The things in your life will not change. And if you are married and miserable, then you have some decisions to make.
Both of you.
You have something. You have to, either the two of you together can come to the point that you realize that excellence requires continuous learning and training, or you don't. And you have to do it together. So you, now that you are learning more, you have to bring that to your partner and say, boo, we got to do some things different. Otherwise, we're going to have a marriage that has all these ups and downs and these roller coasters, and how you going to maintain some homeostasis in that? And if you got some children, then what you doing to them?
If you're in an unhealthy relationship, it must end, whether you divorce or not. Either you divorce and end it, or you stay together, but you restart your relationship totally from scratch on a totally new foundation, meaning your former, quote-unquote, marriage ended, even if you didn't actually get a divorce.
And
only one of those two things will do.
And that can't happen by yourself.
And
you
the second thing cannot happen by yourself.
Okay, y'all, we're going to take a break. And on this break, we're going to Chrisette Michelle.
Yes.
Because any of you who have ever been in a bad relationship, you've had one of these. It's an epiphany. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Any kind of unloving treatment or you know what, this just isn't working. Sometimes you just have to say, this just isn't working. And the only way you're doing that is if you're really being self-loving and saying, I deserve better, therefore I'm going to learn what I need to learn to figure out what it was about me that attracted this and that made this okay so that I can make some better decisions. Come on in, baby.
So that brings us to our third point, maybe in many ways the most important point, even though you can't get to this point without acknowledging the first two. Excellence requires continuous learning, training, and coaching. In other words, we said mediocrity just happens. Mediocrity says, I'm just going to roll with whatever comes, and if something good comes, great. And if something does, if I get favor, great. If you know, we basically just throw a caution.
If I luck up,
if it's a game of chance, hopefully God will smile on me and send me my anointed.
Ooh, you got lucky.
You know, you're lucky. People tell us, oh, I wish I was as lucky as you and Zara are. Guess what? We ain't here by luck.
We sure aren't.
We committed to learning, training, and coaching. And let me just say this, and I'm going to toss it over to Zara to really, you know, go into this. Think of the people who have committed to excellence, which means they're going to do their absolute very best at whatever they do. Hmm. Think of sports. Think of like Serena Williams, or think of business, or think of singers. You know, the top singers that've been at the top forever. They continue to learn, train, and coach.
Absolutely.
When do you stop needing coaching? You don't stop needing coaching when you become the greatest. You stop needing coaching when you're ready to retire. So my point is, your need for continuous learning, training, and coaching, if you are committed to excellence, and in this case, talking about excellence in relationships, never, ever stops.
And none of you have any problem believing that in order to excel in your professional life, then you have to learn, train, and be coached.
Yes.
You look for mentors. You are looking for people who can find the blind spots in your life.
At every level.
You look at people that you admire, and those people have committed to excellence. They've committed to learning more, training, and workshops, conventions,
yep,
all of those things, and coaching. And we're telling you that personal growth is no different. You have to, in order to have the same kind of success in your personal life, you have to commit to the same kind of excellence and putting the
yes,
same kind of energy behind your personal life, okay? So it's absolutely possible, but not without your intention. So I say this all the time. It is as important to unlearn something every day as it is to learn something. Here's the thing, though. If I say you need to learn something every day, you don't have any, but you'll get on Google and figure out something to learn every day or somehow learn something. But saying unlearning, while it's imperative, it's not as natural.
Yep.
In fact, it's unnatural to unlearn, to challenge your beliefs.
Yes.
To go back and look at what it is that you believe and why you believe it. To think outside of that which you have decided, no, this is my realm of learning, and to dare add something different, to expand that knowledge base.
Yes.
Where your personal life is concerned, because many of you started going to a church when you were 3 years old, still go to that same church, and if we dare say, go read a book outside of that, you will say, no, this is all I need.
Because I might have to unlearn something that
I learned.
I
might have to unlearn something. Might have to challenge
your
belief.
And in this case, we're telling you, you got to unlearn mediocrity in order to learn excellence. So here's the first step you can take if you're ready to do that. If you're cool with mediocrity in your relationships, this is not for you.
Come on.
But we've been offering, and it's still available, 21 Days of Grown Zone, Intentional Personal Growth. Go to grownadvice.com, and you'll take your first step toward laying the foundation for choosing excellence in your relationships, starting with excellence in your relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And rejecting, unlearning the mediocrity that you've been conditioned to accept in life and relationships.
Yeah.
Go to grownadvice.com. Join us not just as an audience member in the Grown Zone, but a fully engaged participant in the
yeah,
pursuit of excellence in your relationship.
Those who are already in it, y'all, are benefiting so greatly. And we love hearing from you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and after that, then people are like, what's next? Oh, what's next?
We got
the foundation. The foundation is being laid.
Yes.
And that's what this 21 Days of Intentional Personal Growth will do for you. All right. That's all we got for you. Thank you for joining us here today.
Yes.
For Grown Zone Radio. And until next time, live
and love
in
the Grown Zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody. I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life. And ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. To be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making money.